going to go on to the next bracha of Shemin Esrei, the fifth bracha of Shemin Esrei. Hashiveni Avinu D'Soir Asacha. Bring us back, our Father, to your Torah. Rekarvenu Malkenu L'Avodasacha. And bring us near our King to your service. Mahachzireinu B'Seshuv HaShleim L'Fanacha. And return us with total repentance before you. Baruch Atu Hashem. Blessed are you, Hashem, Haroitza B'tshuva, who desires tshuva, desires repentance. So, we learned last week the Beis Yisrael brought from the Imre Emes that every bracha of Shemin Esrei is that there are the three first brachas of Shemin Esrei and the three last brachas of Shemin Esrei correspond to the Aveis HaKadoshim, and that the 12 middle brachas of Shemin Esrei, each one corresponds to another Shevet. So last week, the Beis Yisrael explained that the Atachoyne corresponds to Yosef. We spoke about that last week. Hashiveinu Avinu D'Soir Asacha corresponds to Reuven. The Levush says so. Levush says that the bracha of Hashiveinu, Chazal or Masakin, corresponding to the Malachim. The Malachim, when Hashem accepted Reuven's tshuva, when Hashem said, Yechi Reuven v'al yomois, Reuven should live, he should not die. The Malachim said, Baruch Atah Hashem Aretz b'tshuva. So this bracha corresponds to Reuven. There's a Chazal, there's a Medrash that says that the Rebbeinu Shlom said, "Amar Hakadosh Baruch Hu LeRuven, Hakadosh Baruch Hu says to Reuven, 'Ata pasachtu b'tshuva tchila. You began tshuva first. You opened up with tshuva. Chayecha sheben mincha pesach b'tshuva. I swear to you,' says Hashem, 'that your descendant will open up with tshuva,' and the descendant of Reuven was the Navi Hoshea, who said, 'Tshuva Yisrael Ad Hashem Alekach.'" The Shechiva is Bila. So, we find the Chazal say that Reuven was Pesach b'tshuva tchila. So that's why this Baruch of Hashiveinu, the Baruch of Tshuva, corresponds to Reuven. On this Chazal, what Chazal say when it says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Reuven, "Ata pasachta b'tshuva tchila," you opened up with tshuva first, meaning it seems to indicate that Reuven was the first one to do tshuva. So everybody asked the kasha. We found the Marishan did tshuva, Kain did tshuva, so many other people did tshuva. Why is it, what does it mean, Ata pasachta b'tshuva tchila? So there's many answers. I'm not going to go into many of the answers. Just one teretz. We can understand, based on b'chla, we need to understand this bracha. There are three lashonas here. There seem to be a redundance three times. Hashiveinu avinu d'soir asacha. Return us, our Father, to your Torah. Kaveinu malkeinu l'avod asacha. Bring us close, our King, to your service. Bring us back with tshuva before you. What are these three types of tshuva that I mentioned here. So, perhaps we can understand this based on a vort that I once said in Parshas Kedoshim. In Parshas Kedoshim, there are three psukim that are very similar. It begins, the Parsha begins with Kedoshim to you. Davar al kol adas b'nei Yisrael leimor, speak to the entire assembly of b'nei Yisrael saying, Kedoshim to you, you shall be holy. And then there is, in the middle of the Parsha, there's a pasuk that says, v'hiska adishtam v'yisam kedoshim, meaning you should sanctify yourselves and you should be holy. And at the end of the Parsha, it says, v'yisam li kedoshim, ki kodesh ani. It says, you should be holy to me. So, why do we need three psukim that are basically saying, be holy? So, there are, I believe that the reason for these three types of kedoshim is that there are three areas of avodas Hashem. One is bein adam l'chaveiro, right, between interpersonal relationships, between one yid and another. The other is bein adam l'atzmai, between a person and himself, which is purifying one's midas, one's character traits. And the third is bein adam l'malka, a relationship with the Rabbi Nishalad. The Chazal tell us that Acheret Kadma LaTorah, refining our character traits, are Ben Adam L'Chaveiroi, meaning both are Ben Adam L'Chaveiroi and Ben Adam L'Atma, which is that Acheret, precedes Torah, because the Ribbono Shel Olam doesn't want a relationship with animals. The Ribbono Shel Olam wants a relationship with refined people. So it's only once we have worked on Ben Adam L'Chaveir, Ben Adam L'Atzmoy, only then is there can we appreciate a relationship with Ben Adam L'Mokai. That's why there are Acheret Kadma LaTorah. So the first Kedoshim is Davar Kol Adas B'nei Yisroel Lema Kedoshim Tiyu, says Rashi, Pasha Zu Nemre B'Hakel. This Pasha said with all Yidden together. This is a Kedoshim Tiyu, you shall be holy, meaning you shall be a holy Ben Adam L'Chaveir. The next Pasuk is B'His Kaddishtem, you should sanctify yourselves. It's Ben Adam La'atzmai. You should refine your character traits. V'yisam Kedoshim. And then finally, at the end of the parasha, once you've already done Ben Adam L'chaveirah, Ben Adam La'atzmai, then V'yisam Li Kedoshim. Then it says to the Moshav, now you can be holy to me. But first there's got to be Ben Adam L'chaveirah, Ben Adam La'atzmai. So according to that, we can understand the pasuk says that we say by the tefillah, Hashiveinu Avinu L'Soirosach, bring us back our father to your Torah. The fact that we call it Rabbeinu Shalom our father indicates that we're brothers. By the pasuk in Parshas Re'eh, Bonim Atam Hashem Alekechem Loitis Goydedu, your children to Hashem, don't Chazal Darshan Loitis Goydedu Leisasu Agudos Agudos, don't break up into different groups, because you're all children to the Rabbeinu Shalom. We're all brothers. So the when we say Avinu, what we're asking, Hashiveinu Avinu L'Soirosach, we're asking Rabbeinu Shalom, bring us back, help us do tshuva min adam l'chaveirah, so that we can call you Avinu, that we should all understand our brotherhood. And that's why we say the Torah Secha, because we can't be Zoicha to Torah unless there's Achdus. As it says by Kabbalah's HaTorah, V'yichan Shom Yisrael Neged Ahor, Ki Yishachad B'lei V'achon. In order to be Zoicha to Torah, there has to be Achdus. So Hashiveinu Avinu the Torah Secha, that is Ben Adam L'Chaveiroi. V'Karveinu Malkeinu L'Avodah Secha is Ben Adam L'Atzmai. We ask Hashem to help us work on ourselves. That's the avoid of a person to refine their character. And finally, once we've done Ashivenu avinu l'sarasecha. We have any malkenu l'avei d'asecha. Then we ask the Rebbeinu Shlomo, Achzirenu b'tshuva shleimu l'fanecha. And now bring us to total tshuva, which would be l'fanecha, that we should be able to enjoy, to appreciate a relationship ben adam l'amokah. Now, going back to Reuven, this bracha was Niskan. This bracha Shmonesa corresponds to Reuven. Each one of the brachas corresponds to a different shevet. So, Chazal say, Kadosh Baruch Hu says to Reuven, "Al tepasachto b'tshuva tchila." If there's an akuda called a tzeirei. Tzeirei is two dots next to each other. The tzeirei represents pirud. It represents separation. Right? These are two dots that are separated from one another. The word tzeirei itself comes from the word tsar, which is to be, it comes from tzarayin, which is to be, not to forgin, to withhold. Tzeirei represents pirud. At the time of Mechiras Yosef, there was Pirud. Reuven came along and wanted to be Ma'achid. He wanted to unite the brothers that at the time were separated. When you connect, when you want to connect those two dots, the Tzeirei, you make it into a Pasach. So Reuven was ato pasachta b'tshuva tchila, right? The first tshuva of Ben Adam L'Chaveroi was Reuven making a tzeirei into a pasach. Now there's a medrash on the pasach Shuva Yisrael ad Hashem Alekecha, which is the pasach that Chazal mentioned. You Reuven ato pasachta b'tshuva tchila chayecha sheben mincha b'seach b'tshuva shenemar Shuva Yisrael ad Hashem Alekecha. The Medrash says on that pasuk that Shuva Yisrael aid Hashem Alekecha. That a person has to do tshuva until Hashem can testify that they will never do an avera again. They'll never do that avera again. Achi yoid olav idea talumis. The Rambam says tshuva has to be until the Rebbeinu Shlomo testifies. But the Medrash goes on to say that Chazal say to the Rebbeinu Shlomo, "Mi meyed banu? Who's going to testify that our tshuva is good?" So the Rebbeinu Shlomo says, "Ani meyed b'chem. I'll testify that your tshuva is good." So, really, it's almost impossible for a person to do tshuva that Hashem can testify that they're never going to do an aveira again. But since the Rebbeinu Shlomo is our father, so the Rebbeinu Shlomo, we have protection. So the Rebbeinu Shalom accepts our tshuva. He testifies on our behalf. So the Rebbeinu Shalom takes the tzeirei, which should have been aid Hashem Alekecha, which requires real testimony, and the Rebbeinu Shalom says, the Rebbeinu Shalom is peseach. The Rebbeinu Shalom opens the gates of tshuva for us, and it becomes, instead of aid Hashem Alekecha, it becomes ad Hashem Alekecha. So Reuven ato pasachta b'tshuva tchila, you turn the tzeirei into a pasach. Chayecha sheben mincha pesayach b'tshuva. Your anicle will also, instead of Ad Hashem Alekecha, which is a tzeirei, he'll say Ad Hashem Alekecha, indicating the psicha, the opening of the shari tshuva. There's a medrash on the pasuk next week's parsha Vayeshev. When Reuven comes back to the boar, he realizes that Yosef is no longer in the boar. He says, "Ayelad einenu, the child is no longer here. V'ani anani bo, and I, how am I going to come?" So, what do those words mean? So Chazal say, "Onani ba me'masa bila." How am I going to do tshuva for the masa bila, which is a pella? What does one thing have to do with the other? Because they sold Yosef. Because Yosef is no longer in the bar, So that's why he can't do tshuva from Ma'aseh Bilam. So in order to understand this, we need to have a little bit of an understanding. What was the machlokes between Yosef and his brothers? We're obviously not talking just about kinna, just jealousy. We're talking about the shiftei kol. There is something much deeper. What was this machlokes? We also need to understand that Reuben's lashon. Reuben said, "Hayelad einenu," the child isn't here. Why couldn't he say Yosef einenu? Hayelad einenu, the child isn't here. He was 17 years old. Ani anani bo. When Yosef reveals himself to his brothers, after Yehuda makes a whole petition of, if Binyamin doesn't come back, then our father is going to die, and Yosef says, Ani Yosef. Ha'oid avichai? What do you mean, ha'oid avichai? The entire petition was just about the fact that your father is alive and he might die if we don't bring back Binyamin. Why is Yosef asking if his father is alive? So, I'd like to suggest that their machlokes was very fundamental machlokes. We know that once the Torah HaKadosh was given to us, we have a din of banam lamaka. As we said, it says in the pasuk, banam atah l'shem lakecha. We're children to the Ribbono Shel Olam. The question is, at that time, when Yosef and his brothers lived, what din did they have? Were they avodim? Were they avdei Hashem? Or were they banam lamaka? Were they children to Hashem? The Shiftei Kol held that since the Torah HaKadosh was not given yet, they were still avodim. They were considered servants to Hashem, which demands a relationship of yira, relationship of fear, awe and fear of the Ribbono Shel Olam. That is the type of avoda that they held was necessary. Yosef held that they have a din bottom lamaka. And therefore, the appropriate avoda would be ahav, like the way a child serves his father is out of love. So Yosef held that the avoda was ahav. The brothers held that Yosef was, in comparison, if you take a person who's serving Hashem out of Yira, and you put next to them a person who's serving Hashem out of Ahava, the contrast is tremendous. And Yosef's brothers couldn't tolerate the fact that it seemed that Yosef was taking things very lightly. Somebody who serves Hashem out of Yira takes everything very seriously. The person is petrified. The person lives with fear. Whereas a person who serves Hashem out of love it's an avoda of it's a gishmak avoda. I know they said that one of the gedolim was an inikal of the Rebbe Salevi and of the Netziv. And he explained the difference. He was at a seder by the Netziv, and by a seder by the Beis Halevi. Brisk was all nerve. It was the yira there was geferlich. The Netziv was a void of tremendous ahav. He said that the seder was mamish, heaven and earth. Beis Halevi the entire time was busy. Did I have enough? There was the kizayim, where they burnt to a crisp, where they the matzahs, and did we have enough? And the whole seder was nerves, was making sure that they had enough. And then the Tzibah seder was a seder of simcha and cheres, heaven and earth. But for the person who takes things so seriously, it seems that the Oyvet Me'ahava is just taking things lightly. And they couldn't tolerate the fact that Yosef lived his life that way. And as a result, the result was Mechiras Yosef. Now the Bnei Yisrael says that the reason why tshuva works by a yid is because the rule is av shemochel al kavoda kavoda mochel. If a child offends the father can forgive a son. If a father forgives a son, if he forgives his honor is forgiven. Melach shemochel al kavoda ein kavoda mochel. If a king forgives his honor is not forgiven. And that's why, says Bnei Yisrael, the nations of the world cannot do tshuva. Because the Rebbeinu Shlom to them is a melech, he's not an av. And melech shemachal ha-kavod ain't kavod ha-mochel. It's only for us that we're children to the Rebbeinu Shlom. For us, tshuva works. Now, Reuven had this story with Bila, which required him to do tshuva. Only if tshuva works. Lishitosam, according to their opinion, of the Shiftei Ka, that they're Avdei Hashem, tshuva doesn't work. Reuven needed Yosef. Reuven needed Yosef to be right. And Yosef's existence meant to Reuven that he will be, that his tshuva will be accepted. Now Yosef had a dream. Yosef had a dream that at the end his brothers would all bow down to him, meaning that they will concede. They'll be moided to him, that they're banim lamaka. So, when Yosef was in Mitzrayim, against all odds, a 17-year-old boy in Mitzrayim was able to withstand tremendous nisyonis. How was he able to withstand such nisyonis? If his avoda would have been avoda of yira, okay, it's a bit of we can understand. Someone who lives with yira can withstand nisyonis, but someone who lives with a hava, Yosef was able to withstand nisyonis with a hava. It says that by the nisyon of Eishes Potiphar, the Muz Diukna Shalaviv, it was the image of a father, of a loving father. I love my father. I love my father in heaven so much. I can't do something against him. It was that image that the Rebbeinu Shlom is his father. That didn't allow him to do tshuva. That didn't allow him to do the aver. So when it came time, so when Reuven comes to the boyar and he sees that Yosef is no longer there, he says, "Hayeled einenu." The child, Yosef's claim to fame was that he's a child to the Rebbeinu Shleilam. The child is no longer here. V'anani bava masabila. How am I ever going to do tshuva for masabila? And when Yosef reveals himself to his brothers, who had long given up on the possibility of him being able to withstand nisyonis of Mitzrayim due to the fact that he didn't serve Hashem as an Eved, he said, "Ani Yosef, ha'oid avichai," is the fact that the Rebbeinu Shlom is my father. Can you see? Don't you admit that it's still alive? I was able to maintain the Avi throughout all my years in Mitzrayim. So that's why this bracha of tshuva that corresponds to Reuven begins with Hashiveinu Avinu L'Soyrosach. Bring us back, our father, to your Torah. Because you're our father, so that's why tshuva works. Now, trying to understand these three lashanas here, Hashiveinu Avinu L'Soyrosach, pointed out before, it seems mamash redundant. Bring us back, our father, to your Torah. Bring us close, our king, to your service. Bring us back, b'tshuva shleima lefanacha. And it seems that tshuva shleima, total tshuva, is only achieved by hachzireinu b'tshuva lefanacha. By the first two, it just says, hashiveinu avinu l'sarisecha, v'kaveinu malkeinu l'avodasecha. Perhaps there are three types of avodah. There's a person that serves Hashem. I was born a Jew. I've got to keep the mitzvahs. But I'm just going to do them just to fulfill my obligation, to get over with it as fast as I can, and be done with it. The person doesn't have an appreciation for what he's doing. It's cumbersome. It's a burden. Such a person's relationship, he doesn't have a relationship with the Rabbanu Shalom. He has a relationship with the Torah. The Torah to him is a bunch of rules, and he obeys the rules. That's the lowest level. Hashiveinu avinu l'sarasacha. Bring us back, our father, to your Torah. There's another level. Another level is a Yid that understands the tremendous fortune of being an Eved Hashem, of serving the Rabbanu Shalom. It's not about a bunch of rules. It's a pleasure. I'm serving the Melech Malchei HaMelachim. And every morning, the person gets up and says, makes a bracha, Shalom Yosani Goy. I'm a Yid. I'm able to serve the Melech Malchei HaMelachim. Bring us close, our King, to your avodah, to appreciate the fact that we're serving you. It's not just a relationship with the Torah. Now it's a relationship with avodah sacha. We're serving the Rabbanu Shalom. Well, there's a third level that's even greater than that. Because both of those first two levels is the ma'aseh, it's about me. I feel a privilege. It's a privilege for me to serve the Rabbanu Shalom. Or, I've got to do what I've got to do because I'm born a Jew. A real Eved Hashem is totally bottled to the Rabbanu Shalom. Totally negated to the Rabbanu Shalom. It's not about me, b'chlal. It doesn't matter whether I feel fortunate or I don't feel fortunate. All I care about is Nasleis Nalasleis Nachas Ruach Labariz Baruch Shemai. All I care about is bringing nachas to the Rabbanu Shalom. That's all I care about. See, this is far and right, that Emesa Erlich Yid doesn't mind if someone else grabs a mitzvah away from them. Because it doesn't matter whether I'm doing the mitzvah or you're doing the mitzvah. The Iker is that Rabbanu Shalom has the Nachas Ruach. What's the difference if he has Nachas Ruach from me or from you? That's the Emes HaEved Hashem. V'achzireinu b'tshuva shalem lefanecha. That is total tshuva. Total tshuva is lefanecha. I'm before you. That's all that I care about is lefanecha. Is how it matters to the Rabbanu Shalom. Not l'soyro secha, not l'avoyda secha. But lefanach, that's tshuva shleim. Once said a word. There's the Chassam Sofer in Parshas Pinchas says on the pasuk, "Hinini noisla is brisi shalom." That I'm going to give him a bris of shalom. So the Chassam Sofer asks, we always find, wherever we find the word bris, we find krisas bris, we find a cutting of a bris. And here it says brisi shalom, which is a bris of peace. And b'chalal, what does it mean? Why is there a krisas bris? Isn't every covenant to bring two sides together? So why is it called krisa? Why is it called cutting? Some sort of explains that the definition, a bris by definition, is two sides coming together. And each side saying to another, I'll do this for you, you do this for me. That's what a bris is. So each side maintains its independence. They're all in it about them for themselves. But I'm going to do this for you in order that you do this for me. So it's really a krisa. It's really cutting a bris. It's not bringing two together. Because each side remains independent. Pinchas's act of killing Zimri was done with such mesiras nefesh, such self-sacrifice, there was only a one-sided bris. It was all the Rabbeinu Shalom. He didn't care about himself. So he was zoicha to bris yishalom, to a bris that is whole. There's no krisa here. It's bris yishalom. Some service says that usually bris is gematria 612. Yeah, 612 is bris. If you cut it in half, krisa is bris. Then you have two sides of 306. 306 is dvash. Right? So usually, what is our bris with the Rabbeinu Shalom? Our bris is that we give the Rabbeinu Shalom lev, nefesh, and ma'oid. We have b'chol levavcha, b'chol nafshcha, b'chol ma'idecha. Our heart, our soul, and our means. Lev, nefesh, ma'oid, the soif atavis, the last letters of lev, nefesh, and ma'oid is dvash. That's what we give the Rabbeinu Shalom. The Rabbeinu Shalom, in return, gives us deya bin asecha, which is also Devash. He gives us Deya bin Asechel. So that's the two sides of the bris. We give the Rabbeinu Shalom Lev Nefesh Moed, and he gives us Deya bin Asechel. But the real bris, a real bris is when it's not about me b'chol. Rabbeinu Shalom, I'm Hazireinu b'tshuva shalem alafanecha. I just want to give myself a bris yisholem, tshuva shalem alafanecha. I want to give myself totally over to you. It's not l'soyd asechel, it's not l'avoyd asechel. When a yid, right, with the second level that we spoke about, was a yid feels fortunate to be an Eved Hashem. That level is called Asher. Right? Asher, Rashi says, Lashon Asherei, fortunate. The greatest nachas from all the kabbanas in the Beis Hamikdash was the Ketores. Right? It says by the Ketores, Yishareach nechayach l'Hashem, it was a nachas ruach lefonai shamati menasa retzoini. The greatest nachas ruach was the Ketores. So it says by the Ketores, it says kol so'or v'chol devash lo yisaktiru memenu yishal Hashem. So'or is the same letters as Asher. Don't bring me great fortune. Don't bring me devash, a two-sided bris. That doesn't belong in the Ketores. Ketores is lasis nachas ruach to the Rabbeinu Shalom. That's all it is. It's bring nachas ruach to the Rabbeinu Shalom. Another pashta word is that we know that Ashleisha Dvanam Oedem Oemet. The world stands on three pillars, Torah, Avodah, and Gemilas Chasadim. Gemilas Chasadim is called Lifanecha. It says, V'holach Lifanecha Tzidkecha. Right? Tzedakah walks before the person. Tzedek Lifanov, it says in Pasuk? Also, it says Tzedek Lifanov Yahalech, or something like that, huh? Yahalech. Tzedek Lifanov Yahalech. Right? It's called Lifanov. So we ask, Hashimenu Avinu L'Soyr Asecha, bring us back to Torah. Kovenu Malkenu L'Avoid Asecha, bring us close to Avodah. V'Hachzireinu B'Tshuva Shalema, when will it be whole? When all three come together, V'Hachzireinu B'Tshuva Shalema, will be the Fanacha, when I have the Gemilas Chasadim as well. So if you bring me back in Torah, Avodah Gemilas Chasadim, then it will be Tshuva Shalema. In the tour, The Torah says that this bracha has 15 words. And it corresponds to 7 Rekiyim. There are 7 heavens. And 7 Avirim. There are 7 spaces between the heavens. And above that is the Kisei HaKovod. So that's 15. And it says, G'doy the Tshuva, Shemagasat Kisei HaKovod. Since Tshuva is so great that it reaches the Kisei HaKovod, so it's got to go up 15 levels. That's why this bracha has 15 words. In the Machzer Kol Tov, it says that the reason it has 15 words is it corresponds to the Pasuk, Yazav Rosh Darkoi. Also has 15 words. Yazav Rosh Darkoi Ish Oven Machshavoysov. Has 15 words. So this bracha corresponds to that pasuk. Every self which we should be zeichet to do tshuva shleima.